Where the Legends Play, Willie 1550 and 98.7. Hello there, I'm Kenny Graves, and in the studio with me, you'll be able to see him two different times at the Texas Birthday Bash. We have Noah Wenzel. Noah, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Glad you could come in and talk with us a little bit. Got some stuff I just want to have a conversation with you about. Of course, people know you won the Navasota Talent Show, and we'll get to that. You're playing both days at the Bash, and we're going to talk about that. But first off, as a singer and a musician, when did the music bug first get you?
Well, I've started singing. I've been singing since I was about 2 years old. I didn't start singing in front of a crowd until I was about 5 years old. And ever since then, like, it's always been my dream. Ever since I was a little kid.
And your music influences, who'd you grow up listening to that you made you just want to get out there and do it?
I really like the traditional country and the older stuff.
Now, that's what we play, so that's perfect. You have anybody in particular?
I would say George Strait, because he got rejected so many times from record labels.
Yes,
but he
did.
Kept on trying, and he eventually got.
Yeah, he punched through with MCA back in 81. And then at the end of it now, they kind of pushed him out of Nashville. As sad as that is, can't believe the king of country. But if you're going to have a music influence, George Strait is a good one to have.
Yes, sir.
So, All right. Navasota Talent Show. Was this your first time, on a larger stage where you were showing off your talent?
No, sir.
No? Okay. No, sir. What was?
Navasota Got Talent the last time they had it.
Too. Oh, see, I hadn't been around long enough. I didn't know they'd done one before. Okay, all right. So, but this time you were a big winner, and so what was that experience like for you?
It was amazing. There was so much amazing talent there and everything, and I just want to say well done to all the other contestants and everything. I was actually surprised that I did so well and that y'all actually liked it, because beforehand my throat was really dry and hurting, so. I just got up there and sang and did my thing. I'm glad y'all liked it.
Oh, yeah. I was one of the judges there, and I'm glad I was. It was a phenomenal day. A lot of talent in this town. I was pleasantly surprised, and you blew us all away with that voice. I'll trade with you.
Thank you.
Got a great speaking voice, good singing voice. But we'll get on here. You're going to be opening the show both nights of the Texas Birthday Bash, or Friday night and Saturday afternoon. Being your hometown, what does that mean to you? This is a big event.
This is an honor and a blessing just to be doing this. This is a dream come true to be up there on that stage singing in front of my hometown.
Yeah, the Birthday Bash is a big Navasota tradition now. It's been going on a while.
Yes.
So that's a big – is that like what you consider the next big step you're taking?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That and then trying to get to the rodeo, hopefully, and the Grand Ole Opry, you know.
Hey, it's good. Hey, you got to put it up there lofty, man.
You got to
have something to work for.
Yes, sir.
But they can see you at 5:30 p.m. on Friday the 6th and at 2:45 p.m. Saturday the 7th. You'll be opening with a set each day. So you're going to be on the same stage there at Little Texas and Kevin Fowler. And Kevin Fowler is a fun guy. So hopefully he'll have some good words of wisdom for you, too. And your future plans. Now, you are a recent student at Blinn College, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell us what you're studying and what your future plans are.
So I'm studying music at Blinn College right now, and then I plan on transferring to Belmont University in Nashville to study commercial music performance. And hopefully on the weekends and stuff, I can play around clubs and bars and stuff up there, just try and get out there. And trying to write some songs and give those to record labels, and if they like it, then go from there.
Yeah, like the old Bluebird Cafe. You go up there and singer-songwriters, and you get to make a lot of contacts and share your work. So, but you are a songwriter as well.
I'm working on it.
It's a process.
Yes, sir.
A process. It just takes the right one is all it is.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, we wish you the very best of luck. I get to MC on Friday evening, so I look forward to being able to introduce you on that big stage at
the
Texas Birthday Bash. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Noah Wenzel. Thank you for coming in. You want to play us a little tune before we kick out of here?
Yes, sir.
Got his guitar. He brought it with him. I said, bring your guitar. We can do this. So I'll make sure and watch this microphone, but tear off with a shorter tune.
I'm going to be singing Three Wooden Crosses by Mr. Randy Travis. A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education. The two of them were searching for a lost soul. And that driver never ever saw the stop sign. And 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home of 80 acres. The faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children. And did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he laid his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday. As he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see, he said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
And a well-done performance. Thank you, Noah Wenzel. For Noah Wenzel, I'm Kenny Graves here on Willie 1550 and 98.7.